Welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Mad Mungle. I appreciate you hanging out with us each week as we talk about the big screen, the little screen, everything in between. Check out our website, mungleshow.com. Appreciate you hanging out with us always. Joining me for the show each week is Susan Kamyab Stevens from thischicksflix.com. You can check her out on the socials as well as follow her website. She's always got some really cool stuff out there going on. And if you love the show, there's an extended podcast as well. So we go into a depth a little bit more even than what you hear here on the radio show. So you can check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts or at theentertainmentanswer.com or mungleshow.com.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, just catching up on work. What about you?
Yeah, I guess kind of the same. I mean,
well, I was able to work. Home,
yeah.
So this was not too different for you, right? You pretty much.
No, nothing to catch up on. It's just the feeling of, you know, Miles not in school and, you know, can't really go anywhere. I mean, we can now, but, you know, the first couple of days was pretty much just, you know, having a little Jack Torrance cabin fever and, you know.
I just don't think anyone expected it to last as long as it did. Like, I was fully and mentally prepared for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Like, mm-hmm. I had dinners and everything. And, like, eventually I was like, oh, wait, we need, like, probably a few more groceries. Like, we would have been fine, but not to my liking of, like, if we can't go anywhere.
Like, yeah. My wife is, Kimberly's the same way. It's like, we had all this food. And, like, as I texted you, like, day three, she's like, I'm not happy with this food. We need different food.
Well, yeah. And then I was like, I get like, I think like fast food or food out withdrawals. Like I like to eat out. I mean, Taco Bell, McDonald's, whatever you want to call it, out at a restaurant. I like to have that in my mix. So not having that for like, I think I finally had it yesterday. So I was just like, it felt too long.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, and it's weird because, I mean, as we're recording this on Thursday, like you said, it was supposed to be the weekend and maybe Monday. My son didn't have school Monday. And we're like, oh, he'll go back Tuesday. Nope. Oh, he'll go back Wednesday. Nope. And he's still out. I mean, the side streets, I guess, were still bad enough that the buses didn't want to run. And the schools were like, we're not going to open yet. It's crazy.
Well, and do you really think they're going to open tomorrow? I don't think they are.
You know what? I don't know. My driveway is still a sheet of ice. It's weird. I don't know if my house sits right in like a vortex of no sun, even though I see sun hitting it. It's like some of the other, because I went out, you know, today and got some groceries and picked up some other stuff. And so I've been out each day and the roads aren't horrible. They're still a little, the side streets are a little mucky. But I don't know whether they should just call it a week. Like, why go back on a Friday anyway?
Kids aren't going to be into it. I mean, they have to know the kids won't want to. They might as well just start fresh, even with the teachers and stuff. But yeah, like the ice, I mean, my front house, I was going to like look it up on Ring, but like the front driveway does not get enough sun. So like that is still, and it's at the point where it's just slippery ice. It's not slush. It's hard slip.
I know. So, and it's deep. Like I went out there today because I have some Amazon coming and I'm like, well, I'm going to go break up a lot of the ice on the driveway. And I was like, forget this. I mean, I'm not, you know, you call Cornelius. I'm not out there with some ice pick trying to break it up.
I tried to do that on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I even like made like some solution with like the water and the dish soap and alcohol. And we have this too much surface. And like we got like just a little part of like the tip of the driveway. And I was like, oh my God, this isn't going to work. But across the street, oh, I'm so jealous of those houses. Their driveway was looking great on Tuesday. I was like, you jerks. Yeah. I wish.
I know. Your house and my house must face the same direction because it's the same thing. The other drives, they're like, there's like, it's never even iced. And I'm like, why is I can't even see 1 inch of my driveway. I'm like, what is going on?
I'm looking at mine right now. It's like, it's terrible. I mean, in some ways it is better during the summertime. We have a cooler house, but I hate this for that. Like, it's just it's the entrances. It's like the side roads and stuff. And even at the station here, our parking lot isn't even fully melted, so the parts in the sun, but like our entrance to the back is like shaded. So like literally walking into the station, I was like, oh my God, we could break our neck. Like it's
Wow.
horrible.
Yeah, it is. And even today when I was like, because I told you that I had an Amazon coming that came, and I was like, man, I feel bad for this guy trying to get up our long driveway because it's like, he's gonna be slipping and sliding down the whole way.
Yes,
So he
someone
did
dropped
it.
off a package today, and I'm like, how do they even do that to our whatever?
Crazy. Now, do you get, because we mentioned food and wanting to get out, because I think that was our big thing is we just kind of miss going out and having some different food. But do you get cabin fever in other ways? Like if you had all the food you wanted, food wasn't an option. Let's say it's not even ice. Maybe you're just on vacation. Do you have to get out of the house every day?
I think now that I have a kid, yes. Like if I didn't have my son, I was definitely one of those kids that I actually loved, like just because I would sleep till noon. Like I would sleep in, first of all, so that's different when you're waking up at like sometimes 6 a.m. with our kid. And so I would sleep in, and then when I'd wake up, I'd just be like, oh, lunch and dinner and whatever. And I could like, and I'm very entertained by it. I'm a binge watcher, so I'm fine watching TV. But I will say, no, I think as I've gotten older, I do like to get out of the house. I don't think like it's even mentally good for you to just stay in the house for 5 days straight. Like it definitely affected me.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, because I'm not as bad as my wife. Like Kimberly, even like on GP, she'd be like, "I haven't been out of the house today." Like if we're both in meetings all day or whatever, even if it means just going and running down to the library, or like you said, going out and grabbing a bite to eat, or just walking the dogs around the block, just to get out of the house. Because I'm a lot of that as a introvert and all that. I mean, I could stay inside and it wouldn't be a big deal, but.
I think I have to at least get out of the house. Like I've realized I like going to the grocery store. I like getting myself some Starbucks or something for me because I think somehow that shifted. I don't think I was always like that. I still am. I'm definitely like a 50-50 introvert extrovert. So my introvert side does like it for like 3 days. And then, and it's not even that I want to go and socialize with people. I just need to get out. I need to go and be out in the world.
Just outside. Just out of doors. Yeah, I get that. I get that for sure. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. The BAFTAs, we didn't talk about the BAFTAs being announced. Do you follow the BAFTAs?
I did when that, yes. I mean, I follow it. I don't watch it normally unless it's like a clip of it or something like that, but I do follow. I saw the nominations because I was surprised by some, but I also don't know how it fully works sometimes. And I definitely, because when I fill out my Academy ballot, I refer to BAFTAs as definitely a nice precursor. It's like Critics' Choice, Globes, BAFTAs, SAGs. And then also, like BAFTAs to me is how I reference like the Eddies, like the Editor Awards and the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild. All of those, I like refer to those too.
Yeah, and BAFTA is what, British art
British
film?
British Academy Film Awards.
British Academy Film Awards. What's the T stand for?
That's a good question.
Is
Let's
it film
see.
and television award?
Oh, no, the T stands for British Academy Television Awards. So is there, well, I don't know why
Yeah,
it's,
because there's no TV nominations here.
yeah, I don't know why. But it says that here, BAFTA Awards
I wonder if
for
they
the
used to do
television.
television.
Oh, it just says British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
Okay, maybe their television one they do somewhere else or something. I don't
I
know.
guess. I don't know. That's a good question. I never thought about it. Like I said, I never think too hard on them because we have so many other ones to focus on, but I
Right.
do follow the wins and nominations.
Yeah, because it's always interesting. I mean, I feel like there's always a little bit of a slant, but I mean, their nominations. I mean, I think we're seeing the same films this year. I mean, between Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Sentimental Value, that's kind of running the gamut. Gambit. It's like that's everywhere. I think it's funny that they have best film and then they have outstanding British film. It's like, well, you may be the best film, but this is the most outstanding British film. It's not even best. It's so outstanding. Yeah, and you could win both because they have nominees of like Hamlet's nominated for both. So
the outstanding one.
So I guess you could be the best film and the outstanding British film. I wonder if they've, I have to go back and do some research. How many films have won both? I'm curious about that.
See. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't take that one to heart very well though, because they've got Bridget Jones's like Mad About a Boy in there and Die My Love, which though the performances were good, I did not think Die My Love was a good movie.
And you hated Ballad of Wallace Island, right? Or not hated, but
I think hate's a strong word. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I was just bored. As a movie, it checks all the boxes and the performances were great. And it just didn't strike a chord with me. So,
but yeah. I wonder too, I'd have to research, maybe you know this, like what makes it a British film? It's made by a British person or it stars at least one British actor or actress?
Probably, well, no, because Chloe Zhao, I don't even consider her British.
And Die My Love, is Robert Pattinson British?
Well, actually, I don't know. But, like, I would think it has more to do with the producing. Who knows? It doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you right now, the outstanding British film out of this category is going to go to Hamnet. That is, like, there's a clear difference of the caliber of movies in this category. Like, I mean, Hamnet's over here, a possible Oscar winner. Mm-hmm. And the other ones are not even going to, they're not even nominated for Oscars. So,
right.
Those are not going to win. It's going to be Hamnet.
So do you think they'll give, and we never know with the BAFTAs, this is just speculation. If they give Hamnet Outstanding British Film, do you think they'll do Best Film for One Battle or Marty or Sinners? Or will they do Sentimental Value as Best Film?
I think it's possible they may give it to Sentimental Value, but if I was to bet, I think it's going to go to One Battle.
Yeah.
I think that's where I think there's a reason why they split it up, and I bet you they'll do it for One Battle. That will even, unless Sinners pulls it there, but I think Sinners is like revving up to win it big at the Oscars at this point. Like every award that they lose is that much more like ammunition for people to vote for it for their Oscar nominations.
Yeah, I agree with you there. There's just a couple of the BAFTAs I want to touch on. We won't spend too much time here, but yeah. I found it interesting. Animated film, they did not include K-pop.
So that's where I'm confused. Ellen, what is Zootropolis 2? Is that Zootopia 2?
I think it's Zootopia, and they spelled it wrong.
What the heck is that? You see that, right?
Unless it was released as Zootropolis, maybe it was released under a different name outside the U.S.
Like, for real, Zootropolis?
There has to be Zootopia.
It has to be. But I'm like, but why would they call it that?
I was almost scared to look like maybe we've been calling it wrong the whole time. Like, what if it has been Zootropolis the whole time?
So this is where I get confused, though, because, why wasn't K-pop Demon Hunters nominated for this? That was weird. Obviously, Zootropolis is going to win. So
go Zootropolis.
That is so weird. I don't even understand that.
I'm going to look at the BBC site because I'm wondering if people just copied it in wrong. Let me see what BBC says. Because I always trust the BBC.
Well, I'm on the BAFTA site. So
oh, well, there you go.
BAFTA, on the actual BAFTA.
Yeah. Everybody's got Zootropolis. And then I wonder if, because K-pop was a Netflix show, if they didn't consider it. Netflix movie, thank you. If they didn't consider it. Like, they don't consider things that are streaming only.
Maybe. That's possible. I don't know the terms of theirs, but.
Yeah. Because they have animated and then they have children and family film, which. You know, like Lilo and Stitch is children and family, but not animated. But I guess because it's a dual thing, which that's an interesting category to have, because I guess you could do something that's not really animated, but it's kind of geared toward family. I don't know.
Yeah, their stuff is so interesting. Well, they put The Perfect Neighbor in documentary, which is Netflix. So,
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
yeah, it's their thing confuses me. Yeah, I have no idea, but I mean, BAFTA does lean towards their British nominees, but I don't think that necessarily is always the case. I
Yeah,
think they'll pick Timothy Chalamet and Jesse Buckley. That's probably what they'll do on actors.
but one battle after another did lead their nominations with 14. Sinners had 13. Hamnet and Marty had 11. Frankenstein and Sentimental Value had 8. So again, even with all of the other weird stuff in there, they did kind of follow suit with the same films everybody else is, as far as number of
Yeah,
nominations.
they had some interesting additions in their supporting actor stuff. Like, I don't really know what I Swear is, but Peter Mullen got a nomination over there. And then Emily Watson getting it for Hamnet is a shocker to me. But and Carey Mulligan, I mean, I love Carey Mulligan, so it's not like I'm upset about that. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't, again, the heavy hitters are in there, so I guess that's all that
Yeah.
matters.
And I'm surprised they didn't do Emily Blunt for Smashing Machine, because it seemed like she would be somebody they would really, because she was on my long list for that.
She was not on mine. She was giving it her all in a horrible role that was written for her that gave her nothing, offered her nothing but to be a whiny girlfriend. But that movie was so bad. I mean, it's lucky it gets makeup and hair. Did they give him makeup and hair?
I didn't see Makeup and Hair, but I think I saw Wicked, so maybe they did, because I saw some Wicked nominations.
No Smashing Machine for makeup and hair. Wicked got it. But yeah, that's about the only thing that Smashing Machine got right is their makeup.
Yeah. And then costume they gave to Wicked, which I think is better than Avatar by
Yeah,
far.
I still, that is getting ripped apart. Like, nobody gets why
It
that's the
should.
case.
It should. It's
Yeah,
ridiculous.
yeah.
All right. Well, cool. We'll have to see what happens. The BAFTAs are going to air the Sunday, February 22nd. So we'll actually and obviously be back to talk more about that after the winners come out and all the other
Yeah.
award shows between now and the Oscars, because it's gonna some of the stuff could tell. It could be tell-alls of what's coming.
Yeah, I mean, this is
Sure.
all part of our, these are the playoffs. This is all
This
part
is
of
the
our Super
playoffs.
Bowl.
That's right. Absolutely.
Which now we know who's going to the Super Bowl too.
Oh yeah.
Which
You know
is
what? I can't get excited about the Patriots or Seattle. I just can't.
Can I just, I'm gonna do a little complaint here because I'm so
Sure.
annoyed.
Please do.
I feel like the last couple of years, I don't remember the last time I was genuinely excited about a team that was in the Super Bowl. I mean, I was excited the year that the Chiefs won when Taylor Swift and Blake Lively were in the box, and then they like Chiefs pulled off that amazing comeback. That was probably, I was like stoked about that, I guess. But even then, I didn't really, I keep wanting, every time I want like a team, it's like, like the playoffs start, and I'm like, okay, here's like a bunch of teams that I wouldn't mind making it to Super Bowl. You got like Houston, the Bills, Broncos. There was another one that I was okay with. There was one more that was like in there that I was like, okay, I'd be okay with them. Well, all these teams go out, and it's free. I mean, thank God it's not the Chiefs in Philadelphia again. I know San Francisco. I didn't want San Francisco, but then it's just the Seahawks and the Patriots. I was like, seriously?
I know,
I
and I
mean,
feel like it's going to be another blowout, kind of like what the Eagles did to the Chiefs last year. I
bro,
feel
last
like
year was
Seattle's going to just,
so boring.
I know, and I feel like it's going to be that way this time. I mean, the Eagles, yes, they had an amazing, I mean, the Eagles, the Patriots had an amazing comeback season, starting out so slow and then just dominating and making the playoffs and getting to the Super Bowl. But I think Seattle's going to run right over them. I could be wrong. But even if they do or don't, I don't care. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I want Seattle to win.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I
I
did, but my wife says we now have to root for New England.
why? I don't think she's gonna wanna do that if she takes a look at who New England funded.
I know. Well, here's the
Does she
thing
know
with
that
my wife.
already?
I don't know. There's only a few things that catches my wife's eye, and the fact that if you follow Dunkin' Donuts, they have a little Spidey character that's their like mascot. It's like very, very funny and very creative. And so Spidey says that it's now Dunkin' against Starbucks, because Dunkin's based out of New England, Starbucks is based out of Seattle. So it's become this Dunkin' Donuts versus Seattle thing. And so she's like, we got to go for Spidey. We got to root with Spidey. So that's her only input to the NFL. Because
Spidey is
the Dunkin' Donuts little character. He's like always like wreaking havoc online. It's really funny.
She picks Dunkin' Donuts over Starbucks, really?
She picks Spidey over that because she likes the little, I mean, she's all about creativity and marketing. That's her in. And so anything that's amazing marketing, and Spidey has been very, like, he'll go out and just, Duncan through Spidey will post on all of these random sites and companies and products and just dog them. And it's really clever. But so that's who she's going for, only because she wants Spidey from Dunkin' Donuts to win the Super Bowl.
I would definitely.
That's the house I live in.
Rooting for Seahawks, and I probably Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts all day too. But I don't know who Spidey is, so
he's funny. Other than that, as far as the Super Bowl goes, I'm excited that Green Day's in there. I love Green Day. It's an extra bonus that Green Day hates the Trump administration. That's a plus for me. But just take all that away. I just love Green Day. I'm so excited they're playing.
Who is like in the mix with Bad Bunny? So it's Green Day and who else?
Well, Green Day is going to be I think they're doing like an opening stage. I don't know if Green Day is doing halftime. I think they're going to be one of the opening performers, like, you know, out on the little pavilion and stuff, I guess they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they're the San Francisco based kind of band. And I don't know who's going to actually show up with Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know. I always watch the halftime show. I like commercials. It's usually a time to like be with people, something. So it's there. It'll be on TV. It would have been so cool if Houston was in there. Like,
it would have been. Nice. I would have loved to see. I think it was last year, year before, I wanted like Houston and Washington, because we had those spry little young fun quarterbacks, and they were just having a blast playing. And I mean, even if the Giants would have been able to go with their, you know, before their running back got hurt, they had this cool little offense of these newcomers and just something like that. Not just the same old, I don't know.
I mean, it's a step up. At least it's not Kansas again. It's not freaking Philadelphia again. So I'm good with that. It just, I feel like we've had New England so many times. Seahawks has been in there. It's just like, I love a new team.
I wanted the Broncos. I think the Broncos would have.
I can't believe the Broncos didn't beat New England.
And you know what? They would have, that snowstorm came in the last quarter.
Yeah,
they just shut the game down. You know, if they would have kicked, I mean, you can do all the, well, if they would have kicked the field goal at the first half and they would have not done this, but you know, I mean, there's just, you never know. I mean, hindsight's always crazy in sports, but
yeah,
I mean, like you said, we'll watch it. We'll have it on, we'll have some snacks, but as far as a football game goes, it's pretty low on my excitement list for sure. Same. Box office, did you see Mercy? Mercy's the number one film in the country right now. Weekend gross of 11 million, total gross 13 million, 1 week out. Did you watch Mercy?
No, because it looked bad. And the review, you do realize like the Rotten Tomatoes on it. Let me see. Last time I saw it, it was really, really low.
This movie looked so dumb to me.
24% on Rotten Tomato. I truly do not know how it made any money. I mean, Chris Pratt, Rebecca Ferguson just being in there, probably.
I think because one, nobody else went to the theater. Sure. There's not anything else playing. I think the weather, I mean, if you look at everybody's weekend gross, everybody's low. I mean, Zootopia only had 5 million, Avatar 6, Housemaid 3.
The snowstorm hit everybody.
Yeah. So this was a weird weekend for that. The 24%, is that critic or audience?
It's critic. Audience is surprisingly high, 82%. But I mean, how many people in the audience really contributed to that?
Yeah, because isn't it just him, Chris Pratt, sitting in a chair having an argument with an AI judge about this crime?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
It feels like a COVID movie.
It does. It does. It just does not look good. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
I think this is, I mean, hello, it's dump month. It's January dump month. Except for the fact that I heard send help is good. I did hear that. That's got a 91%.
I feel like when we talk about this next week, Send Help is going to be high up there. I am going to see Send
Yeah.
Help this weekend. I was
You're
thinking
going this
about
weekend, huh?
asking for some help to get out of the house, but somebody needs to send help. But I really want to see this movie, so
Yeah.
I'm going this weekend. Did you see The Housemaid yet? Because I'm surprised that it's, number four. I
No,
think
I
it's better
honestly
than.
forgot about it. Like, I never even asked for that. So at
It's
this
going to
point, I'm
stream
just
soon. It's
like,
going to be on Prime Video soon.
it's like it's got to be streaming soon, or maybe you'll get it at your thing, and I can just
Yeah.
watch it off your code. Because I think at this point, yeah, I do have it on my list, and then I think I was gonna add Send Help because it does look like it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, and I just like the premise of that, and I like the cast, so I'm anxious just to get to the theater. Sometimes I just like to go to the theater, and Send Help looks
Yeah.
like it's going to be, not horrible. I went and saw 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, and that was good. Probably would have been just as good as a streamer. I don't know. It's kind of, it didn't even really second weekend, it fell really low. So I don't know if this is just not the time of year for that kind of a movie. I don't know.
Again, January, I don't know how well movies do in January usually, but I want to see that Primate movie too.
Yeah, that's one again that, I mean, it's like Cujo with a monkey.
Yeah, but I like that formula.
Yeah, no, I do too, but that's one I think I would watch at home for sure. So I'm gonna wait for that one to come out. But yeah, again, I mean, I'm gonna watch Mercy only because it's getting a high audience rating, and I'm interested to see where it sits next week. Like if it's at
Sure.
number two and Send Help is number one, or if it plummets down even below Zootopia and Avatar, which Avatar still 6 weeks in is doing well. But I
Well,
saw
there's nothing
somewhere
else.
where there was a people who love Avatar, the franchise. There's like a social media push for them to go see it as much as they can in theaters as many times because they want it to break some kind of all-time shattering record or something.
I don't
So
know why
there's
you would
this
do
whole
that to yourself
push.
that many times.
That's what I'm thinking, man. A three something hour movie. And
I
but yeah, they
struggled
said some
watching
people
it
are saying
at
they're going like 10
home.
times. They've seen it in the theater like 10 times.
They're getting high or something because there's no way that you're like enjoying that, like for
You're
that many
stoned.
times.
Yeah,
There's,
that or
I
you're
mean,
buying your ticket and sleeping in the back, taking a nap or
yeah,
something.
that's commitment. Come on.
Yeah, that's funny. That's commitment. Where's Wuthering Heights on your radar? It's coming out Valentine's weekend.
I'm planning on seeing that screening. I just need to confirm. I actually need to confirm with my mom because Trevor works, but I really want to go see that because I want to see that so badly.
Yeah. And now is this one where Trevor would go, or is this kind of like a GNO for you?
I may just go on my own unless one of my girlfriends wants to go see it with me.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Kimberly really, really wants to see it. So we're going to make that her birthday film when we go out and see
Oh,
something for her
yeah, you
birthday.
said that. And I hear it's great. The reactions of the things have been wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. So I mean,
Yeah.
the only reason I'm excited about it, not the only reason, but it's because it's been getting so much positive feedback. And I mean, the marketing on this has been genius. So I'm very excited about that for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. So what are you watching? What's on this? What's streaming movie wise, TV wise? The last couple of weeks, we've been really getting into awards and stuff, which is great. Haven't spent a lot of time on what we're watching, like really. And I guess now being snowed in, never was there more of an opportunity to watch stuff, even with the kids.
Yeah.
So what have you been checking out?
Well, obviously, I'm still watching the new season of RuPaul's Drag Race. Good stuff, good queens. I'm jury's out on like the level tier and stuff, but the big show that I well, shout out as we're recording this, Bridgerton season four is out today. So very excited for people to watch that. I am dying for us to get it. Sorry. For us to get it part two, because I cannot
Right.
wait. I'm gonna like rewatch that first half for sure. Because I just really loved it. But I also finally Finally saw what all the fuss was with Heated Rivalry and watched binge watched that show. I get it. It's good. It's not just and it's not just the yes, there's a lot of sex for sure, but there's a great story there. The acting is phenomenal. The two who play, especially the guy who plays Ilya, the Russian one. Oh my God, he is hilarious and he is such a good actor. Shane, the guy who plays Shane, does a great job too. But just the two of them together, you can tell who's like kind of just the scene stealer. And then there's this other character. I don't know all their names in real life, but he plays Scott Hunter, and I like that character a lot too. There's just like a great cast overall.
That's what I heard, and that's what was kind of interesting because Kimberly, I mean, binged it one the weekend it came out, and just said the story and the characters were so fascinating that that's where the hype is coming from, and I think a lot of people overshadow it with all the content, but yeah, I hear it's great, so I'm glad you finally got around to seeing that. And it's funny, it's like we shouldn't complain, but it's like, why did Netflix give us the first four episodes of Bridgerton months ago and then not give us the last four? It's like, come on, I know you got them. I know what you got to do is just put them in there. Just open the link. That's all you got to do.
Do you think they'll give it to us at all?
At this point, I don't know if they will,
I know, I'm
unless they
worried they're gonna.
give it to us one at a time, like a couple days before it releases. Because they're going they're because Bridgerton's not a all eight at once on Netflix, right? They're going to release it every week.
No, that's what's frustrating. It's like I could take it if they gave us the first four early, and then when they released it today, they released all eight. But to just give us the first four so long ago, and then that's why I held off. And then I started watching it, and then I was like, yeah. And so, like, the second half should be coming out pretty soon. And I see it's like, no. Like, the end of February. The end is we're still in January. What are you doing to me?
So I wonder if they will release the next four, like after they release the first four live, they'll give us the second four. I don't know. It's interesting. I know they have them done. It must be just something, and I don't know. So it's interesting. But that's just weird that to only get half this far out and then not get the other half. It's
I
crazy.
know. I know.
Speaking of Netflix, did you watch His and Hers
I
with
did
Tessa
not. Did you
Thompson?
watch it?
Yeah, we binged it one weekend. It
Is it
was
good?
really good. It was really good. It had some twists and turns. And at first I was like, ah, what's this going to be about? But I was really impressed with His and Hers. And it's an easy watch. You can knock it out. It's a one and done mini series, limited series, whatever you want to call it. And I was really, really impressed. So it is one to
That's
watch.
great.
Just, if you're caught up on everything else and you're like, hey, I'm just looking for something to watch. A lot of the Oscar movies, if people want to catch up on Oscars, obviously Begonia, Sinners, One Battle After Another, Weapons, all those are streaming somewhere. Train Dreams is streaming, so
There's a
F1.
lot of Oscar contender to watch online, which I still need to watch The Secret Agent. I will watch that before the Oscars. That is my goal. I still need a little bit of break and like some happiness. Oh, that was the thing. On Hulu, I finally started Summer of 69. I haven't had, because of like, I haven't had a whole lot of time just to myself to watch something. What I've seen, I've really liked. It is funny. I love Jillian Bell anyways. Like her humor. Usually I love her characters. So it's, you can definitely see her voice through her characters, like this writing and stuff, and it's good so far. I'm really intrigued and curious to see how it plays out.
Nice. Another series that I'm excited. I'm only two episodes deep. I just kind of drug my feet until some people were telling me and text me going, "Have you seen this yet? It's amazing." And that's Wonder Man on Disney Plus.
Oh,
It is
wow.
really good. I'm only two episodes in. I started it
Really?
last night and did two episodes, and I'm like, I can't wait to finish this series. It
Is
is
this a
really
Marvel
good.
thing?
It is a Marvel thing. It's got remember in Iron Man 3, the character Ben Kingsley played, they thought he was a terrorist, but he was just an actor. It's him. He's back in
The
this.
Mandarin. Yeah, well, he
Yeah, the
wasn't.
man, yeah, the Mandarin. And he's kind of one of the main characters, and he's helping this guy who's this actor in LA get this role for Wonder Man, which is like, this movie, this TV series that this guy really wants. And but there's some twists and turns about his story and who he is and why Ben Kingsley's character is involved. But it's what's really cool, not only is it Marvel, not only is it great characters, but it really does capture the just the LA thing. I mean, there's so much LA in this as far as auditioning and iconic places and celebrities who play themselves, and it's just really well done. So Wonder Man, all the episodes are out there too. It's not a week to week thing,
Oh, really?
so you can go just knock it out. And the episodes are like 25 to 30 minutes long.
What?
Yeah, so they're short episodes, but it's one of those that's probably some people who I in circles with who are, I mean, they are Marvel through and through. They are like, that's where they live and breathe, and they say it's the best Marvel thing they've ever seen.
Whoa. Well, and it looks like it's just a mini series too, which I like.
Yeah. So
So one and done.
what they're hoping is some of these characters might show up in future, like Doomsday. Maybe we're going to get some of them in Doomsday and we just don't know it yet. So yeah. So Wonder Man is on Disney Plus, and like I said, and from what I hear, it's only going to get better. Because I was like, well, I'm two episodes in. Everybody's like, keep watching. It's just going to get better. So we'll talk
No,
about that.
I mean, well, that's good to know. If it's just that, then I can let Trevor know, which you need to watch the second season of Gen V, by the way. I don't know if
I
I heard
do. I do.
it. It was really good. I think I might have already said this, but I thought second season was better than first season. I found myself way more like into it the whole way through versus like I think season one, I really liked it, but I was in and out. But with like season two, I was like, oh my gosh. And I think we watched it quicker, honestly. I was like, oh, can't wait.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it's definitely on my list. Where's Knight of the Seven Kingdoms with you? The HBO Max.
It's like in another island. I don't, it's so far. It's like, it's out of my mind.
No, I can't. There's
I don't
nothing about
even
this.
care.
I mean, I loved the House of the Dragon stuff, but this one, I think because there's a kid in it, the kid seems to be one of
Oh,
the
yeah,
main
you don't like
characters.
that.
I'm like, I just can't get up for watching it. And it's all over social media. Everybody's talking about it, but I don't know. I can't get up for it. So I might watch it eventually, but it is so, like you said, it's on another island. It's like don't even try to reach it. It's so far
No, it's like
gone.
you mentioned that, like when you said Wonder Man, I was like, huh, oh yeah, okay. I just added it to my list. I'm like, I think Trevor and I are gonna do a few more movies and I'm gonna be like, let's go here. But that other one, I was like, oh, nope, I saw that email. It just was like, don't even, no time to register that.
Yeah, none at all. I have no desire at all. So anything else? Anything else that you can recommend movie wise or
I
I don't.
mean, I think you and I both watched Solo Mio. That's one that's coming out February 6th. That's a good, like, I think what was nice about that movie is that it was just like a, I think it was slightly nostalgic of the some of those rom-com, not like on the level of like People We Meet on Vacation, kind of like the that's like true like 90s era rom-com, but I would say like Solo Mio reminded me of Under the Tuscan Sun and things like that, like those kinds of rom-coms that you would do well in theaters when you had like a lead like a Kevin James. And I think with it literally coming just in time for Valentine's Day, it is a it's a nice sweet watch and with great scenery.
Yeah, have we seen Kevin James do much outside of, I know he's done some funny movies and he's always, the kind of a bumbling side character. I've never seen him this emotional and sort of dramatic. He's the same endearing, kind of just, Kevin James, but I felt he was a little bit more grounded emotionally than I've seen him before.
I would say that he's done the rom-com, but he was not at, he's usually silly. They
Right.
usually play up his like
Like
slapstick
Hitch
comedy.
was.
Yeah, Hitch, the zoo one, the zookeeper, things like that. There's other ones. He's been in rom-coms and it's always like he's a goof, whereas this he was just like a normal person, but yeah.
And it was more of a, I mean, there was some comedy in it, but it was kind of dramatic a little bit, some of the stuff that he goes through. And then set in Italy, it was just beautifully shot. So I think all in all, this was probably so far, I know we're only in January, this was my surprise movie that came out better than I really went into it.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It does the job.
Especially this time of year. Like you said, for Valentine's Day, it's perfect. Come April
Perfect.
and May, we'll probably forget it. But for this time of year, it's great. So,
They were smart on their release.
absolutely. All right. Well, we'll be back next week to talk more about big screen, little screen, getting ready for the Oscars. As Susan so well put it, this is our playoffs. We're right in the middle. So excited to see that. Everything she does, check out thischicksflicks.com. Check her out on the socials. Everything we do, it's mongolshow.com and theentertainmentanswer.com. And we'll be back with more next week.